Good morning. This is 42 Minutes, a production of SyncBook Radio and thesyncbook.com, a weekly conversation with the interesting artists and thinkers of our day. I'm Douglas Bowles, and today we're here to speak about a supermoon supersync. And we have to travel to France to understand. Today on 42 Minutes, we're meeting one of our international sync friends, Guillaume Simard. Did I say that right?
Actually, it's Samar.
Yeah, of
without,
course.
Without the G.
Mr. Simar is the creator and proprietor of the French language sync blog Le Club de Sync.
No. This is from Jeremy, a friend of mine, called Gigi Dra. And actually, I've started a blog yesterday after this supermoon sync happened, called Sync of It All. So SyncOfItOll .blogspot.com.
Awesome. But you're also a frequent booking agent for the Vinnie Eastwood program.
Yes, that's right. In fact, I'm gonna explain a bit of my background and how I came here, in fact. And also I've written a little piece in the SyncBook Volume 2, the stories about our 2012 prophecies.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Oh, okay, but I'm going to talk about it. Okay, so...
So why don't we start there? Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got into this?
Yeah, okay, I'm going to start like that. First, I wanted to greet you for your amazing show because it has been one of the greatest shows I've ever had the chance to hear. So, greetings, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, really. So, one thing I have to mention before everything is that one of my most loved human beings was my grandmother. Okay? So, I can start with me being a music writer after practicing piano for 10 years and drum for 4 years. And then I had a pretty cool period, like 3 or 4 years, where I was playing at different clubs and parties from Lyon, where I live in France, to Paris, London, Berlin, passing by Poland. I even had tracks being sold in few shops in France and things like that. I then started to be interested in a few other things, and it was not a problem for the music, as I knew that music would be with me nearly all my life, because it's inside of me, and often I need to write and create. So that's something. And then the thing that were in interesting me, where all kinds of topics like ancient culture, archaeology, science, fringe science, geometry, philosophy, you name them, and free energy, and even aliens and conspiracy theories. And I was in a process of, filling myself with what I could, and with, of course, the help of internet, I was quite a lot on my computer, even if I was not antisocial, at all, having been a DJ playing in big parties, and that was rather paradoxical, because when I was creating websites or writing all kind of geek scripts, on computer, people were not being able to place me in a kind of box, with a name on it, like computer engineer or musician, or you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in fact, as I was traveling in my journey to all sort of communities on the internet, listening to all kind of alternative media radios, like Red Ice Radio. In 2012, I began noticing a lot of 11 syncs in my life, okay? So I'm
what
sure
kind of
a
sinks?
lot of 11 sinks, you know?
11.
Yeah, 11. So I'm sure most of the audience are aware of this phenomenon. So I'll be quick on it, on how it manifested. But, you know, the clock, the different numbers we can see on the computer. Then I began, then began the letters, you know, like AA is one in geometry, and so on. To the extent I tried recording every time I was watching numbers, every time I was watching the clock, and every time it was appearing, okay? So I noticed it was like 1 on 10 on a daily basis, you know? And 11-11 does happen 2 times in the day. Sorry for this. And mm-hmm. And my stepdaughter, which is 11 years old, by the way. And so I was trying to convince myself that something was happening right there, you know. And as I was already in internet communities trying to seek truth, so to speak, I decided to take a look at this 11 phenomenon and see what I could get. The first answers that I had were about spiritual beings trying to tell me something, or a path that I should take, or things like that. And I was not that spiritual at the time, and decided to dig it a bit more. And then, I don't know, I searched again and found an interview of Rick Clay, rest in peace, mate, on Red Ice Radio. Do you know him?
Yes. I'm not quite familiar enough with his work to be able to speak about it, but go ahead.
Okay, so in fact, you know, he was starting the interview with like 20 minutes on the 11, you know, and oh yes, it was 11:11 right now, and it was mind blowing, really, because it was taking it to all kind of scales and all kind of different topics, you know, and with big links, you know. But that was only the first thing, because then I stopped listening to the interview because I was only interested in the 11, which was rather stupid for me, because when I listened to the other end of the interview, which I will give you a link of, it answered me most of the question I was asking myself for like 6 or 7 years being on internet seeking truth. And so what happens is that I thought that I could dig it up a little bit, knowing it was called synchronicity, you know. And one day I was listening to Red Ice Radio and heard a guy called Alan Green, Alan Abadesa at the time,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about synchronicity. So I thought it would be a good chance to hear more about it. And as I was listening to him, it was blowing my mind, you know. It was like he was speaking with my brain, you know. And although I had a few things to tell him, or to reply to certain things he was saying. So I was a bit shy, but I really wanted to contact him and have a talk with him. And what happens is that I waited too long because I wanted to make a big text, you know, because I wanted to do it good. And one day I see a friend request from him before I do it, and he's saying me hello and all, and I'm telling him, seriously, man, you must be joking, you know. Tell me how you came to me, because it can't happen. And he told me that he had seen a comment I had done on the Red Ice Facebook group, And that's how he reached me.
You found Alan, and then he found you.
Mm. Exactly. I'm hearing a radio show on Synchronicity because I've had tons of them. And then the guy who talks about it reached me in Synchronicity fashion. So, yeah, that was the beginning, only the beginning. And then we began to talk on a daily basis, I could say, you know. And at the time, I realized that I didn't bought the SyncBook Volume 1, you know. So I asked him if he could send me a signed copy, you know. And he told me yes, of course, in a very gentle way. And he went to the post office, and he wrote an article about it on his blog, The Mask of God, which are, and now look at all the happy creators, blogspot.com, which I will give you a link for. The article is called Remembering Green Man. Okay? So, he goes, 3/17, okay, March 17, uh-huh. is the date of Osiris' death, and the day we remember him. It's also a bit of an anniversary for me. 2 years ago, it was the day that my strange week-long experience culminated in confirmable future knowledge when I asked whatever it was for proof and was given the lottery number 1788, okay? So I don't know if you are aware of that story. But,
yeah, sure. I think Alan spoke about that story on
he did.
Hidden Audio with Mike Cleland.
Yeah, and that's it. So I had already heard about it. So I knew about that number. I knew how it came to him. It was with a lottery number. He asked for it in his mind after a few dreams, you know, about Sirius, by the way, and he wanted a confirmation, played the lottery, and won exactly with the right number. Okay. So when I asked him to send me the book, he bought it on Amazon, then signed it and went to the post office. And I'm continuing here. This morning, I went to the post office to mail a special set of SyncBook Press books to friends for a gentleman that wanted signed copies. The whole way there and the entire times I'm standing in line, I'm thinking about all that's happened in the last 2 years. I'm holding these books, these paper avatars forever linked to this event and the fire it lit in my mind. I'm thinking about what day it is, and I'm thinking about those particular numbers. That's when the nice lady at the post office tells me that the cost of shipping will be $17.88. Okay?
Yeah.
So here we have on the blog, you know, two tickets side by side. And you have the lottery ticket, you know, which is $17.88 with the date, March of 17, 2010. And you have the ticket that I also received with my books, which is the price $17.88 and on the date 17 of March 2012. Okay, so that's a big sync on 3/17, on March 17. So that was the first big hit I have had with Alan. Then let me see, because I took some notes to put it in a good way. Okay. So then I was still talking with this about my friends, and it was not quite so easy because they couldn't reach what I was understanding, you know. And you know, as we understand, I think it's all to the perceiver most of the time, or the experiencer, I should say. And sometimes you can get a leap of it, but that's quite hard. But I'm going to try to do it here. And my mother was listening to my 11 things and things like that. And it was in 2011. And then she was quiet and she tells me, you know what I realized, what I just realized? That my birth date this year is the 11-11-11. Okay? So, in fact,
she's your birthday or your mother's birthday?
My mother's birthday, which I was, who I was talking to, uh-huh. You know, for the first time about it, you know, because my friend wouldn't care about it, you know, and I was quite shy to talk about it. And she tells me that, you know. So, again, a big thing. And I should add that most of the time when I was looking at numbers, you know, I was seeing 317, okay, and thinking it was pi, and the number pi, which is 314 and something. And in all the time I was like, you're stupid, it's not pi, it's 317, pi is 314, you know. But I was like, there's something to that 317 that I can't remember and I didn't know what it could be. So I was seeing all those massive things with 11-11 and both also with Alan and this 317. Last time, I should say also that I decided to buy the SyncBook 2, which I have a little piece in it, okay, because I chilled with most of the author of the SyncBook 1 for a long time now, and I've been in the so-called synchronicity community, if we can call it like that. And yes, it was great. I've lived a lot of amazing things, amazing talks. And so one day I asked him to buy the SyncBook 2, and I wanted a signed copy just for the fun of the first thing we had on the SyncBook Volume 1. And he goes to the post office, he bought it, sent it to me. The price was, of course, not the same, the shipping price. It was $14.74, okay? And when I decided to pay him, I converted it in euros, and the number was 11.1788. Okay, so my number 11 dot the number of Alan Lotto number and the price that was the shipping price of the SyncBook Volume 1. Okay, you get me there?
Kind of. So when you converted 1474 into euros, it came out to be...
It came out to be exactly, you know, we had this first sync on the SyncBook Volume 1, okay, which was 1788. It was the shipping price, and it was also the number of the lottery which Alan won and started all that story.
Uh-huh.
And so when he went to the post office for the second time for the SyncBook Volume 2, it was not the same price, of course, but when I converted it, in fact, the price were hidden inside, you know, sort of, you know, in euros it was 11, so we could say it was my number or representing me, you know, and dot 1788, you know. So I made a little article on it called Guillaume Samard dot Alan Green. And that's just a little more thing. Last time I heard an interview with Anthony Peak and Alan Green, which was really great. I will give you the link of it too. And they were speaking, and Anthony was talking with Alan about his synchronicities. So he was with his wife. He was telling about a little story. He was with his wife at the time and working on synchronicity. I'm talking about Anthony Peak.
Uh-huh.
He needed to order a book. Sorry for that. he needed to order a book called Man Time, I think. And he ordered it. It took 2 or 3 weeks. He then waited 2 or 3 days to pick it up. He then waited 2 days, and one evening he picked the book and go through the pages at random, you know, and he stopped at the page. And the page is on a passage who says he tries to explain relativity. So he quotes a guy called Coleman that wrote relativity for the layman. And in his book, he cites an example. And it goes, imagine there is an explosion on the star Betelgeuse on the night of the 17th of March 2000. And Anthony, when he was reading this, asked his wife what year it was. She answered 2000. What month? She answered March. And what day? She answered 17. And you know, that's quite incredible, because he was studying synchronicity again with a book, and the date he was reading an event about was the very date he was reading it at. You understand?
Yeah, but so now
it's gonna get to me soon.
It's gonna get to, but right, that's where my questions are gonna go, though. So obviously, do you know what Alan would say the 317 points toward?
Yeah, in fact, it points to the death of Osiris, because it is said that he died the 17th day of the third month, you know, and it is said to be the St. Patrick Day, okay?
Yes. As you know. As a funny other coincidence, I believe 317 is also Jake Kotz's birthday.
Exactly, I was going to do that also. And it's also Jake Kotz's date birth, okay?
Yeah.
And I could also add that last time I was talking with the guy you thought I was Jeremy, that have this blog, and he told me about his Philip K. Dick edition of Valis in French called Shiva, S-Y-S-I-V-A.
So,
in fact, the number just under was 3172. That's another. But in fact, what I'm talking about, because yeah, for now I'm not that much talking about me, except the sync. From the shipping price of
but somehow it connects to you, this whole story.
Yeah, in fact I'm fascinated by this thing that goes through many people, and it's not just like the 11/11, it's a date, you know, and that's really weird, you know, this connection to Egypt, Osiris, Sirius, you know, and it goes deeper, because then Anthony Peak is mentioning that he's reading letters from Philip K. Dick that he had through his last wife, Tessa B. Dick. And he says that Anthony wrote about a letter about the manifestation of Valis, and he's stating that it was the 17th of March that the divine manifested itself, you know. So once again, even Philip K. Dick had his so-called Kundalini experience, I could say, on that very special day. So then, you know, I was really fascinated by that date. And I decided after that interview that I wanted to make a video, like a kind of synchromysticism video, but with real life events, you know, with the sound of the people, either from their radio show or from a video where they are talking about it, and to put that in a way so everybody can really see it clear and how everything connects and how it can be, you know, wonderful. So I was in that stage. And then it was, I believe, Sunday, okay? I could separate the two words. I went to a show that my stepdaughter was doing, a dance show, okay? Dancing show. And it was near my grandmother's last flat she lived in, and a flat where I lived a lot in my life. And I noticed the number was 44, okay? So it was at the number 44. And the name of the flat was Heliopolis, okay? The name of the building, okay? And in front of it was this big phallus, you know? I was like, you know, I've been there for so long time, and I'm only now coming back to it, like, you know, like a loop that is coming back to its first point, you know, and seeing it all fits to my different experiences, but it was not finished. So I looked at what Heliopolis was, you know. So in the Wikipedia, they say Heliopolis is the city of the sun, a city of Helios, eye of the sun, one of the oldest city of ancient Egypt, okay? So that was quite big for me. And as the day was going on, you know, I was having all kind of weird experiences, weird sightings, you know, and I was starting shaking a little bit, you know, because I wanted to know, I didn't remember at all the date of my grandmother's death or birthday, you know. And I asked it to my mother, and I was scared it would be the 17th of March, you know, because I was about to make a video on it, you know, I was fascinated by it. It was the real topic I wanted to talk about. And I've never been able in my sync life, I should say, to put my grandmother somewhere, you know, in the space. Where does she intervene in those experiences? Because I know she means a lot. And, you know, my mother answered me, 17th of March. And that was really huge for me, really, really huge. And that's how I thought about starting that blog I've not started that article right now because it's gonna take me a week or two. I don't know, but I really want to bring all the materials, all the people linked to it, and ready to see the loop it made, you know, from the start to the beginning. I'm not saying the end. It's the end of the synchronicities, of course. Not, it's not, but it's like. It's like, a little hello, a little confirmation, you know, that, you know, this pass might be the good one and is wonderful anyway, you know. So that's it, you know.
So is that the intention with the blog then, to tell this story?
In fact, those last 2 years I've had a tons of synchronicities. Some could be very meaningful to others, some might not be, you know, and who cares, in fact. But Facebook is really bad for keeping things, because after 1 week, if you've made like 20 or 30 posts, to seek through your posts to find the one you wanted, it's nearly impossible, you know, very, very hard. So I thought I should write a blog so I could, for myself, go back in time and link events over years or even lives, maybe, you know. And you know, I was not sure about it, and I've had this Sunday. This Sunday told me I got to do it. And that's quite fun because I was not thinking about how Alan did it, you know, but it was quite in the same way, you know, this number that he asked for to confirm the fact he has to do something in that field, you know. And it goes right on. And I was astonished, you know, ready. So that's why I'm going to start that blog. I'm going to try to only talk about human synchronicities, you know, and how they can affect many people at the same time. And we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, and so what does 317 mean? So like you've connected the different points with it. What does it mean? How do you fit in? Does it mean anything to you at this point? Or so like the fascinating thing to me is over the weekend we were Alan and I and Bill Klaus were on Red Ice, and he mentioned how he came to a similar place in that he did a blog, but every post he ended up doing ended up being about the same thing. And he realized that there was this book that he needed to write, and that book is his Suicide Kings, that he couldn't help but channel the same stuff over and over and over again, so that he was like, he had this thematic unity in everything that he was interested in. And so it seems like you have this one big thing that everything swirls around. You know, what does it mean?
You know, that's funny because it has evolved. You, as I said, it was the 11/11 that pointed me to a lot of other things. Also old, I should say, like McClelland. And then this date, but this date, it's bigger because it's linked to the people I'm talking with about synchronicity. And it's linked to my loved ones. So do I have to do something about it? That's a real good question, you know. Should I write a book about my grandmother? Don't think so, you know. But there is something to dig here, sure. And I feel like it's only the start, in fact, you know. And I think with my life, with, you know, the everyday life everybody can have, you always need confirmation. Even it's right in front of face, even you leave it and it's really intensive. As long as no one confirms it, or you don't repeat it in your mind, or you don't remember, you know, you need more, you know, because this world is really trying to keep you on the ground, and it's hard to lift off. But I feel like it's done. It's done, and it's gonna rule now. And I didn't knew how to involve myself by creating things about it. And I feel like really wanted to do those videos, do that blog, and also produce music very linked to it, you know, in a particular fashion that I will talk about on my blog later. But also, you know, I could talk about the synchronicities with the people that happened. Like when I met Alan Green, you know, he directly made me thought about Scott Unstott that you interviewed not so long ago. And I decided to present him to Alan, and it gave a wonderful piece in the sync book. So I'm kinda connecting people, connecting things. In my life, I've always done that through music, through patterns, through human behaviors, you know, always trying to understand things, always trying to connect the dots, as we say. So that's it, you know. And we were talking about the fact that I'm doing schedules for the Vinnie Eastwood show, which is an alternative media radio show. And in fact, it was funny because at first I was in looking at the radio show, I thought I would like Alan Green to be on that show. I asked Vinny about it. It was good. Then he told me, what about making a full week, you know? And I did a full week, and now it goes on. And yeah, I feel like synchronicity is everywhere, and even in bringing people with other people and seeing what it gives in an alchemical way.
So it seems to me like you have certain things that are confirmations to you that you're in the right place at the right time. When you see one of your numbers, it says everything's right. Do you ever get what's known as trickster syncs, where you feel like you're being led in what would be considered like a bad spot? Or like, you know, I'm thinking in terms of, you know, good and bad are relative things, but sometimes the trickster needs you to make a fool of yourself to get you to become what you need to be.
Yeah, of course. I should say I have a lack of synchronicity when I see that I'm on the bad side, if you will, you know. But I feel like my actual life here with my girlfriend is that kind of other side of my world, you know, and I have to deal with it all the time. And sometimes I feel like it's a step that I have to overcome, you know, not obligating me, but, you know, it's both sides as always. And but the confirmation I'm on the good path, totally. The 11 appears all the time when I'm ready, feeling good. When when I can't doubt about the fact I'm on the right place. And I heard Scott Amstutz say so as well about the number 11 when he sees it.
I'm just wondering, so you don't have any doubt. You know, you see your numbers and you feel like I'm in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
And then you trust the universe, like you're supported. I'm just wondering, do you have any sense of the larger picture? Like, where is this coming from? And what is there a goal, or is it just these, you know, like these big questions?
I feel the goal is to have a huge smile on your face when it happens. The goal is to realize that the world is not as we are taught it is. That's really simple fact, but not everybody is aware of that. And even if when I had all those synchronicities, I had hard times giving me confirmation of it and trusting myself. Trusting the universe, you know. But now it's done. That's what I wanted to say, and what I've said. Really, now, when it happens, I keep it quiet. I'm not telling it to anybody except sometimes on my Facebook page or to certain friends that understand it, you know, because they can follow a little bit the story. But, you know, it gives me a smile, and you know, it's like I could compare it to a little drug, you know, just to give you a little push. So I don't care if it's true or not, you know. For me, this is fact, and it gives the better of me anyway. So the logic is here. Then to know where it comes from or what it could be, this is really a tough question. And all the time, I'm changing my mind about it. Because you guys are very tough at explaining things and complex things. And we really oftenly want to follow you, you know, in your understanding of things, you know. Like Mark Leclerc in his Middle Moon, that's really funny to experience. And I was talking about it with Tommy Fox, known as Crumble. You know him?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Author of the Think Book Volume 1, yesterday. And it was exactly feeling the same, you know, that sometimes think of the others can come to you and get into your world. But that's not to say that they don't exist, because you see the dates I've given are the dates that were, you know, and that's it. But we were talking about where it could come from, and I see the alien theory becoming more and more not admitted, but talked about in the Sync community. I don't know if you've felt that lately.
You know,
when I say alien, I'm not talking about gray. I think you understood it, but I've said yesterday, Matrix Administrator. You know.
Well, as far as, yeah, it seems like I often am the one that asks that question, where does this come from? But, you know, it seems like the people with the best head on their shoulders are the ones that are saying, the point of this is to make you smile. It doesn't go any deeper than that. And that if you ask too many questions, it kind of undoes the smile a little bit, that you twist yourself into knots.
Yeah, the magic only can disappear that way.
Yeah, but we're at the end of our 42 minutes, and so it was really good to meet you. Thank you. You've been listening to Guillaume Samar on 42 Minutes, a production of SyncBook Radio and thesyncbook.com. More information about Mr. Samar's new blog can be found at syncofitall.blogspot.com. Is that correct?
Exactly.
And more information about the SyncBook, our guests, to check out past shows or to subscribe to the podcast via iTunes, please be sure and visit our website at thesyncbook.com/42minutes. If you like what you hear and would like to support the show, by all means, follow the link on the website to the donation page. Thank you, and have a wonderful Tuesday.
Thanks, Duke.
Magic spell you cast, this is love you unrolls. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see love unrolls. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday void seems too tiny to love some. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always bleed. La vie en rose.